I've got to say, I thought we were excellent tonight. Played very well. I can't fault the players. You know, we dominated in midfield. I thought them two in midfield were excellent. We defended very well. What's cost us tonight, again, is an individual mistake. And what's uncanny is I think Leeds probably had one or two shots, particularly in the second half, and one's gone in. And it's been very similar with Fulham and Charlton and Rotherham. You're looking at the season now, 13 games in. We've played some good stuff. We've played well. Obviously, we've tailed off from getting victories now, but I certainly won't criticise the players tonight because they've given everything and they're devastated in there because we know we deserve more points.
But still, the Leeds goalkeeper didn't have many saves to make, did he? That is the issue at the minute.
Yeah, I thought we created more tonight, certainly the opportunities to score goals, which I think was missing a little bit at Fulham. And as you say, once we go in front, it's an individual mistake again. You know, the defence have been excellent tonight and limited Leeds to virtually nothing. And again, is that the way it's been going for us now? You're almost thinking, is this going to go in? And of course it does. And we're here again, sort of really, really frustrated. But I think in terms of performance, you know, it was very good.
There was quite a curious incident in the first half. Cameron Jerome was involved with one of the Leeds defenders. The two managers were brought in. Can you shed any light on what happened there?
Yeah, Cameron's alleged that a racist remark was made on the pitch, which is obviously why he was reacting as he was. And I think Mark Clattenburg dealt with it well because of obviously the nature of what has happened. Came over, explained to Darko and myself what I'm saying to you now, that he'd gone over to Cameron. Cameron said to the referee, a racist remark's been made, and that's why he came over and explained it. So he spoke to the players involved at half-time with a representative from each of the clubs. I think he's taking statements now after the game. And obviously the referee will submit a report to the FA and obviously we'll all take it from there.
You know, of course, Mark Clattenburg didn't take any action during the game against either player. Is that because he didn't hear what was supposedly said?
Yeah, correct. I mean, he told us what I'm telling you now, that he'd asked Cameron and Cameron had alleged that a racist remark had been made. So obviously he could take no action unless he'd heard it himself. And that's the course of action he's taken now. So that'll be submitted in his report and obviously all parties will take it if and when is necessary from there.
You'll be back in Cameron Jerome all the way, it goes without saying.
Of course, yeah. He said to me that a racist remark had been made and I haven't even heard what it was or what you don't need to. Of course, you know, we believe him and then I don't think he would have reacted in the way he did if he hadn't. So, of course, we don't want to prejudiced any hearing, but that's the situation. He's alleged that, and we'll follow it now in the through the right channels.
Just to finish with, back to the football, you'll need to make another change on Saturday. Kyle Lafferty got booked tonight, so he's suspended.
Yeah, it was inevitable, wasn't it? I mean, I think that's, you know, and I'm saying that in the right way because that's the player he is. I think what he was guilty. I mean, tonight I think he actually won the ball. I might be wrong, but It's how he jumps into tackles that's getting him done, and it's gotten him done on a couple of them because he's felt hard done to on a few of the yellow cards. I think it's just the nature of it, and he's so wholehearted and committed. And I've said before, do you want to take that out of Kyle Lafferty? No, you don't.